Broadcasting 24/7, 365 on 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca. Tune in for the best local programming.
If you're tuned in, then you are listening to Afternoon Pick-Me-Up on CFRC 101.9 FM with me, as always, your host, Julia. I hope you're having a fantastic day. I hope, again, you're staying safe out there in this extreme heat. My apartment is currently sitting at a nice and toasty 27 degrees on average. I got a dehumidifier because the humidity is also out of whack, but that just makes the place hotter. So it's kind of like just a double-edged sword. If I want my place to be less humid, then it's going to go up to like 31 degrees. If I don't want it to be super hot, then the humidity is sitting at 70%. But it is what it is. And in a few months, I'm going to be complaining about how cold it is and how I wish it was less dry outside and warmer and et cetera, et cetera. So I'm trying to enjoy it while it lasts, even though it is so miserable to walk outside in for like long periods of time. It's atrocious, but I hope you're having a great day. I hope you're enjoying the warmth there as much as you can. Hope you're staying hydrated, of course, in this heat. Bringing us in there today, we had Somewhere in Between by Blood Orange, new release from him, I believe. he's releasing a new album soon. I'm not sure if he's dropped the title yet of what the album will be. Yes, he has. It's called Essex Honey, and it drops this month, actually, August 29th. So in just over 2 weeks, you know, like 16 days or something. And yeah, there's about three tracks out of a total of 14 released right now. So I wonder if he's going to be promoting any new singles, but it sounds a little bit, well, obviously it's going to sound a bit different from his other stuff because it's a new album, but it's a pretty large departure, I think. And also kind of a departure of what we're going to be playing throughout the rest of the day, since it's a little bit more mellow. But I really like Blood Orange, so I still wanted to highlight his new release. But we're going to be very uppity and hype today. You can imagine that you'll be listening to a DJ set, a very intense DJ set by the end of today's episode. But we'll go in slowly, so don't worry. Our first song coming up soon is Corazon. I'm so bad at speaking in any accent besides my normal, typical Canadian accent here, but that's by Sophia Cortis. Hope I'm pronouncing that last name is right as well. After that, we'll have All My Friends Are Models, recent single release from Sophia Stell. And then after that, we'll have End of Summer, a new release by Tame Impala. So lots of new songs coming up there. Corazon is also new, so you get some really fresh music coming to your ears just now. I hope you enjoy. We'll be right back. That just there was End of Summer by Tame Impala. Before that, we had All My Friends Are Models by Sophia Stell. And before that, we had Corazon by Sophia Cortis. I hope you enjoyed those songs as much as I did. End of Summer, I think I mentioned this before I let you guys listen to those songs, but End of Summer is Tame Impala's newest single. I'm not sure if he's going to have another album coming out this year. If I can go ahead and check that. It seems that there is no album announcement yet, just the single End of Summer. However, I have seen so much Tame Impala promo on my socials, on Instagram, on TikTok. I don't use like anything else really, to be honest, but on both of those, I've seen an insane amount of like advertisements for Tame Impala. So I have a feeling that album announcement is coming soon, and I hope it is. I hope I'm right, because it will be the first Tame Impala album in like 5 years. Like, I know we got new music with him and Justice, but I would like a whole new solo album from Tame Impala, because the last one, like I said, came in 2020. That was the Slow Rush. And it seems that if he does drop one this year, it'll follow in line with the album rollout kind of time period that he's been following, because Currents came out 2015, The Slow Rush 2020, 5 years, it's 2025, so my fingers are crossed. But we're gonna have some more new music coming up for you in just a moment after a quick ad. And that first song that you'll hear will be Perfectly by FKA Twigs. I played this a few episodes ago, but it fit with the genre, kind of what I'm going for today. And I love the song and it's new, so I thought, why not throw it on today? I hope you enjoy it as much as I do. After that, we'll have Crazy by Les Seraphim and featuring Pink Panthers. After that, we'll have Go by Salute, which is the George Daniel remix. Congratulations to him and Charlie XCX on their wedding. And then after that, we will have Make Me by Borai and Denim Audio featuring, or I guess not featuring, but it's the Frankie Rizzardo remix. And I hope you enjoy that. Tune in after this quick ad.
CFRC 101.9 FM is pleased to present a new Airwave YGK workshop brought to our community. Young, emerging local musicians are welcome to join us on August 21st at 11 a.m. at CFRC for our free industry intro, Getting Your Music Out There workshop with Mark Garnas and Chancellor Miracle. Come learn about getting your band booked, applying to festivals, procuring booking agents, touring, funding, submitting music to CFRC and other radio stations nationally, plus other great tips and tricks for emerging musicians and bands. Space is limited. Register now through Instagram at CFRC Radio or our website at cfrc.ca.
the best time. Yes, in my head I have the best time.
Crazy.
Act like an angel and dress like crazy. What?
Welcome back from the music. If you're just tuning in now, then you are listening to Afternoon Pick Me Up on CFRC 101.9 FM with me, your host, Julia. And that song that you heard just there was Make Me by Borai and Denim Audio, and it was the Frankie Rizzardo remix. I absolutely love that song. Like, it gets me through the school year like no other. It's just so, like, uplifting is such a funny word to use in this context, but honestly, uplifting. Before that, we had Go by Salute, and it was the George Daniel remix. And I really like George Daniel's remixes. He has a lot of really, really good stuff. He remixed a... Oh my god, I'm forgetting their name. Hold on. I've been having to turn to Spotify a lot this episode here. Who is it? Coco and Claire Claire. The Hills remix? Fantastic. There's too many expletives for me to like do all the work and bleep them all out to play it on the radio, but check it out yourself. Same with the Welcome to My Island Charlie XCX remix. Absolutely insane. Like, so good. I wish I could play them on the radio here. But before that, we had Crazy by Les Seraphim featuring Pink Panthers. Absolute classic. Love that song. And then before that, another song I love was Perfectly by FKA Twigs. And I've already yapped a lot during this little break, so I'm going to go ahead and introduce the songs you're going to be hearing after another short ad. And we'll be starting it off with some TDJ with Sway, in brackets, The Places She Goes. After that, we'll have another TDJ, but that one's featuring Peter Parker 69, fantastic name, called Dance in the Dark. And then after that, we'll have Honey by Caribou. So I hope you enjoy those upcoming songs.
Hello and welcome to Salt Licked in Rapture. I'm your host, Nishan Tung. Salt Licked in Rapture is a sonic exploration of, to quote Virginia Woolf, violent waves of emotion. Featuring both known and lesser known musicians and poets, A special emphasis is placed on oddball, enigmatic, outsider artists whose work invokes dreamscapes and feelings of alienation, nostalgia, melancholy, existential unease, and yearning. Join me on Fridays at 8 p.m. on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Da 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 come on up, dance. Set up 1, 2, 3.
You were just listening to Honey by Caribou, Dance in the Dark by TDJ and Peter Parker 69, and before that was Sway, The Places She Goes, again by TDJ. And I would like to highlight TDJ for a little bit. I kind of already did highlight them by playing two of their songs there. But they're a fantastic artist and they're Montreal based. So we love to see some Canadians getting recognized and getting their music out there and known and getting that recognition that they deserve. And I really think TDJ deserves a little bit more recognition because they have fantastic stuff and they actually have mixes on their Spotify, so they actually sound like I'm listening to a DJ set from the comfort of my own home at like 2 in the afternoon rather than on a Sunday night in some random like back alley at like 3 a.m. Did I say Sunday? I meant Saturday. If I said Sunday, I would not be out at 3 a.m. on a Sunday in any context, I don't think. But anyways, what I'm saying is fantastic, keeps the energy up a lot. I think they have 4 albums that are just full of mixes and like mixed songs. So I highly recommend checking them out if you liked those first 2 songs you heard there. That Dance in the Dark track was actually one of their mixed songs. So if it gave that vibe that it sounded like you were listening to a DJ set, that's why. Also because it's TDJ. What do you expect, you know? But our episode here is actually coming to a close in just a few short moments. We only have 1 song left for today's episode. So I hope you've enjoyed what you've heard so far, and I hope you enjoy the song coming up. It is keeping the energy up after this little brief intermission there. Sorry to bring the energy down just before ending the show off on a pretty intense note, but it's a good song, you'll see. It's good to sometimes have a little break, get some water, give your heart a little rest if you've been up and grooving, and if not, then still get to take a break every now and again, and if not, then hey, don't worry, this break is coming to an end in just a few short seconds there. The song that's coming up is Garage, and if you enjoyed that mixed song, then you should hopefully enjoy this one, because this one is also mixed. It came from a Toronto hardcore rave, and it is by Angel Fruit, and it has the help of Raphael Khan and Varen, both 2 other Toronto DJs, along with Angel Fruit. So I hope you enjoy that song after this quick ad. Have a great day.
He could be 30. He could be 50. Life has aged him beyond his years. A shopping cart carries everything he owns. Here he comes, toward you. What you think you know about how he got here is probably wrong. Don't let homelessness assumptions get in the way of homelessness solutions. Go to CanadaCanDoIt.ca. Help the Canadian Alliance to End Homelessness.
Yeah, I like to want to come to my garage.
KPP Concerts has a stacked lineup of all ages concerts happening at the Broom Factory through this summer into early fall. On June 27th, check out Housewife, followed by Friday's Child at the Broom Factory on July 11th. Then on August 10th, enjoy music from hip-hop artist Matt Mac, followed later by The Dirty Nil on September 19th. Then on September 26th, it's Petite Belle Yvonne and neo-grunge icons The Bridge City Sinners coming to town on September 27th. And then Yukon Blonde gets us into the fall spirit on September 28th. All shows are all ages at the Broom Factory and co-presented by CFRC 101.9 FM. For a complete list of shows and ticket information, visit kppconcerts.com.
You're listening to Kingston's own